Misha Nichnas Ador Marvin Besimcha, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillah and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the eighth day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, still very much in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Please keep in mind Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Again, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel in mind as we daven today on this call and in your own tefillos as well, please. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Josh Brody of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Brody slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, with the chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and Rabbi Brody will conclude with the Mishaberach Acholim for those who are sick and still very much in need of our collective tefillos. And we'll pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive a daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brody.
Well, it's a great honor, and I can't thank you enough, Naftali, for doing this. And I am always so excited and impressed that there are so many people that take a couple minutes out of their day, every single day, to say Tehillim, to daven, to do what they need to do. It is inspiring, and I'm just so humbled to be part of this. It's like that small aleph in Vayikra, right? We got to be humbled. But I saw this incredible, very special message in this week's Parsha in Vayikra, in the Chayenu Torah Journal, and they bring from the Lubavitcher Rebbe something fascinating. You know, if you go through all of these different Parshas, you'll see that there seems to be a lot of repetition. We're up to the construction of the Mishkan and everything that goes inside. How do we do it? Okay, has it been mentioned before? Have we asked for these materials before? We've got it. We know exactly what we need to do. So we're used to the repetition. When we see things being repeated in the Torah, it doesn't necessarily bother us. We know there's no extra words. We know there's no extra letters. Everything always has a reason. But when something seems to be left out, all of a sudden we've got to ask the question, why? Because we're learning all about the korbanos now. And we know exactly how to do them because there's a very specific method how you're supposed to offer each one of these korbanos. And yet, in this week's parsha, when we get to the sin offering that's brought by the community, it doesn't tell you how it's done. All of a sudden it just says, it should be treated the same way as the previously discussed offerings. Now you say to yourself, one second, just tell me how to do it. What? I got to go back myself. I've got to go and look at it myself. I don't remember what the Torah just said about the previous offering. Why doesn't it spell it out? And I think the answer, as Lubavitcher Rebbe says, is because when you think about what we're talking about not just a sin offering, but a sin offering for the entire community, why do we have to go through the details again? Listen, we know we made a mistake. We did something terrible. We don't have to revisit every detail of what we just did. We know we have to ask forgiveness. We know we've got to offer this korban, and we're going to do it. How to do it? Okay, just relax a second. Go back and you'll see. We're not going to go and start rehashing everything to dwell on the fact that the community did something wrong. And that is so powerful for you and me, because we know that we are supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And it seems that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to dwell on the negative here, we're supposed to feel the same way. And I think by extension, it's not just that we shouldn't dwell on the negative, but we're also supposed to just simply feel for others. Right here, feel for the community. But you know what? When there's something going on in the community, it's just another example of how we're supposed to be extremely sensitive to others, whether it's the whole community or whether it's individuals in the community. I just got an email from the chief rabbi of South Africa. Now, it wasn't addressed personally to me. Maybe some of you received the same email. But he was sending out a special email to talk about, unfortunately, one of our heroes, Captain Daniel Peretz, who has now been confirmed as murdered all the way back on October 7th. His parents, Rabbi Daron and Shelley. Rabbi Daron, I've met. A real mensch of a person, a great Jewish community leader, leading the world in Israel. And now all of a sudden you hear this news. And it's just another opportunity for us to make a decision. Do we just go on with our day as normal? Or for those of us here in the United States that are tuning in, to say, you know what? It's not another day as normal. I can't just go back to work. I've got to learn a little bit about who this incredible hero, Captain Daniel Peretz, was. Why? Because Hashem has told us we have to be there to feel the pain of others. There was a pain in the community. Don't mention the ingredients and the procedure for the korban chatas for the community. We're going to skip that. Same thing when it comes to individuals. And I just want to read this here because maybe you heard the story. Maybe you didn't hear it. But let's take a moment to understand who he was. You see, Daniel was a true hero of the Jewish people, a brave leader of his battalion, says the chief rabbi. As Hamas invaded the south of Israel on October 7th, with soul-searing courage, he dived into action, helping fend off, listen to this, hundreds of terrorists, not one or two, hundreds of terrorists, and saving the lives of many fellow soldiers and civilians before his tank was eventually surrounded and overrun. We don't even have his body back yet. But yet now the family found out, and I guess the mourning begins. But it's not another day as usual. And tomorrow won't be either unless this war ends and the hostages are returned. This parsha is just another example of how we're supposed to take time from our day to feel the pain of others, to feel the joy of others also if there's something to celebrate. But right now, we're not celebrating. Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. I heard Naftali mention that. And you're right. It's not one Adar, it's two Adars. And we got double Adar, double Simcha. I hope that all of the negativity is going to be batal b'shishim in the 60 days. It'll be nullified in the 60 days of Adar this year. But at this moment, at this very moment, we're davening, it's not Simcha. At this very moment, we're thinking about the Peretz family, the heroes that their parents are, the heroes that they are, and obviously the hero that Daniel was and always will be. But let's continue to daven for all of those in Israel, all of those that are in need of our tefillos around the world. And we're going to start with Tehillim, Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yemalei Adonai kol mishaloshecho. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishichoi aneinu mishmei kachoi bevurat yesha yemino. Eile varechev ve'eile latusim ve'anachnu b'shem Adonai le'enu nazkir. Hei makaru benafalu benachnu kamnu v'nisoidad. Adonai hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. We're going to continue now with Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Eloi Achzar Enos Desha Yarbi Tzeini Almei Menuchas Yenahaleini Nafshi Yishoved Yavcheni B'magle Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Almoves Lo irara ki ata imadi shiftecha umishantecha heima yenachamuni taroich lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai dishanta v'shem en roshi kosi rivaya achtov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yamei chayai v'shafti b'beis Adonai lo'erech yamim. Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lama lo sesainai el ha'arim, me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, ose shamayim va'aretz. Al yitain lamot raglacha, al yanum shamrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shamer Yisrael. Adonai shamerecha, Adonai tilcha yad yiminecha. Yonam ha'shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikara Yishmaret Nachashecha Adonai Yishmar Teischa Uvoecha Meata V'Yad Olam Tehillim Kuflamed Psalm 130 Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shema V'Koli Tihiyena Oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmayo Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivta nafshi vilidvara hukhalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim laboker. Shamrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fadus, v'hu yifte es Yisrael, v'kol avoinos tov. Tehillim Kufmen Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David b'yosov b'ma'aro tefila, koli el Adonai es ak, koli el Adonai es chanam. Esh poich lefanav, sihi tarasi lefanav agid. Bihisate faloi ruchi biata yadata nesiva si boirach zu ahaleich tamnu bach li. Habet yamin urae vein li makir avad manois mimeni ein doiresh lenapshi. Za'akti eilecha Adonai, amarti ata b'achzi chelki ve'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, ki daloisi ma'od, hatzileni me'rodfai ki amtsu mimeni. Hotzia mimazger nafshi lahoidois es shemecha bi'yach. Tiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. We're now going to say Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya. Amdim bein bayam uvein bayam ashah. Hamakam yirachem aleihem. Yosiyem mitzara lir vacha. Umei afela le'oira. Umi shibud ligaula. Hashta bagalob yizman kariv v'nomar. Amen. Now a very important prayer for Israel's defense forces. Continue to pray for those brave young men and women doing all that they can. And it's just another lesson to each and every one of us to continue to do all that we can. Misha Beirach Avosenu, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, V'Yivarech, Eschayale Tzfaganal, Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos, Habitachon. Haldim amishmar akzene b'arei lehenu, megavul halvanon v'ad minbar mitzrayim, min hayam hagadol ad levo harava, uvechol makom shehen, v'yabasha ba'avir uvayam. Yitain Adonai ezaveinu hakamim aleinu nigapim lifneihem. Hagadish moruch lishmor v'yatir eschayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala. Yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Yadber sonenu tachteihem. Yitrein v'kesev yishua uv'atarek mitachon. Yikiram behem ha'katuv ki Adonai. Eloheichem ha'oleichem ha'kem lahilachem lachem imay veichem l'shir eschem benomar. Amen. And we were just talking about the hostages. Here's the special Misha Berach, the prayer for all those being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo v'Yivarech v'Yashmor v'Yinsor es Ne'edrei Tzva Hagana li'Yisrael u'Shvuyav v'Et Kol Acheinu Anesunim v'Tzara u'V'Shevya v'Avur Shekol Hakahal Hakadosh Hazeh Mispalel Ba'avuram Kodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yotziyein Mechoshech Mitzamaves Umosroseihem Yenateik Umim Tukoseihem Yoshiyein Vishivein Mehera Lachek Mashpachoseihem Yodiladun Roach Hatov Nifloisav Livnei Adam Yikam Bahem Mikra Shekasuv Now, probably the reason why many of you are tuning in today, which is to daven and pray for those that are sick, that could use a speedy and painless recovery. We're going to say a Misha Berach for them right now. We say their names when I pause. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yavarech V'Yarape Esacholim V'Yasacholos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlim Amalei Raposam Lachazikam Lachayosam V'Yishlach Lehem Mehera Rufu Shlema Min HaShamayim Overem Chogidein B'Chosok Shacholi Yisrael Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf. Ashta ba-agala uvizman kariv. Ben-omar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brody. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the year, it's a Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.